This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with John Zador, who's the Chief Revenue Officer of 888 VoIP. John, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Doug, for having me. I really look forward to our conversation.
Well, this is going to be exciting. I it's the time of year when a lot of people, a lot of our readers who are in the channel, MSPs, channel partners, and so on, are really taking stock of their business, thinking about what's coming next. And this year, of course, is especially, that's really true, you know, where are the opportunities and so on. And today we're going to be talking about what it means to be a value-added distributor and what then that means to that whole community. But first, John, what is 888 VoIP?
Well, 888 VoIP is a value-added distributor that is focused on some of the leading voice over IP hardware and software solutions that are out there today. And what we do is we pride ourselves on handpicking the OpenSIP and open standard voice over IP hardware and software solutions that are out there today that will help transform partner technologies and voice over IP applications that they can offer their end customers. One of the things that differentiates 888 VoIP from other distributors is our focus and attention to our partner requests, requirements, and needs. We start from the opportunity, and we do a lot of the probing questions to make sure that we're offering the correct solutions and product portfolio for our partners, for their end customers. So we really pride ourselves on being industry experts and really solution engineers for our partners.
Now, is that what you mean by when you say you're value added? What do those words mean, value added?
Sure, value added really means our focus and attention on our partners. In today's world, you know, customer service is one of the things that is very important, and we want to put our partners first. So our value added services really focuses around the partners because we want to support our partners. Our partners are really great at offering voice over IP services to their customers, and we want to support their business. And what we do is we support our partners on the fulfillment and logistics side, whether it's provisioning for our partners, whether it's API integration, where there's automatic orders from our partner websites, full cycle logistics. We do offer some devices service programs in order to support the service providers or value-added resellers that we're working with. And then we do also, from a value add, is we offer nationwide distribution. So we do have warehouses in the Buffalo location as well as Reno, Nevada. So we do focus on nationwide distribution, and we will provide hardware from whatever warehouse is located closest to its shipping destination. So we can get equipment out to customers very, very quickly, depending on where it's shipping to.
And it also sounds to me that's a real diverse base. You have some abilities with regard to weather and logistics.
Yes, correct. We've heard our partners pretty loud and clear. Originally, we started off with a Buffalo location. And, you know, there was a bit of concern, you know, around weather in the winter. You know, it snows in Buffalo, and occasionally there are times when FedEx and UPS just can't run due to the snow. So with that, we did develop a plan to expand out west, and we did open a Reno, Nevada location. This way we can shift any business that needs to ship out of Buffalo if we can't due to weather purposes. We can shift and have equipment shipped out of Reno without any business interruption. Also, developing our West Coast business has been a very major focus for us, and having that Reno, Nevada location really differentiates us in the distribution space.
You know, focusing on Buffalo for a moment, because I think some people are not, you know, if you're not from the region, may not be so familiar. Buffalo, notwithstanding some of the weather that's famous, has some great advantages. You've got great talent. You've got a great airport. The cost of doing business there isn't that bad. And, you know, there's some big advantages to being where you are.
Yeah, the Buffalo location is critical. You know, we are able to pull a lot of great talent from some of the major cities located, you know, within, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours from Buffalo. It is a very attractive location based on cost as well. And it's easy to get in and out of. So, you know, you can get around Buffalo within 20 minutes anywhere you want to go. And getting in and out of the airport is very easy. So it is a very great location to have a headquarters based out of.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand Buffalo's got there was an historic reason many industrial companies originally were there, because the infrastructure is great, the location, you're within striking distance of like 100 million people or something like that, but you can literally drive from where you are when it's not snowing, you know,
correct,
the rest of the year. You've now buttressed that by essentially echoing that in with Reno, which then puts you in striking distance again of another huge number of markets in Northern California, Denver, the Northwest and so on.
Yeah, we really looked at several different locations, whether it was in the central, whether it was, in the far west. And we really focused on, you know, some of the suggestions that we received from some of the logistics companies, as well as some of the consultants. And finalized kind of on Reno. And it's been a great asset. We are able to ship very quickly out of there. And, you know, we've got a great resource and warehouse space out there where, you know, we can hold a lot of the inventory that we currently have in Buffalo, in Reno. And, you know, we've got some real nice areas of growth that we can develop from the Reno warehouse as well.
So, you know, showing up is like half the battle, especially when you're in the industry. It's so important, and it is remembered so well by someone who really needed a product or a part, and they got it. And they got it despite a storm and everything else. So you're fighting that battle successfully. Now, let's talk about what you show up with. And you mentioned earlier in our podcast about OpenSIP and sort of this ongoing requirement to meet the users and to meet the partners wherever they are.
Yes, correct. You know, in this ever-changing voice over IP world, you have on-premise PBXs, you have hosted solutions, you have voice over IP paging equipment, voice over IP desk phones. Now we're moving into voice over IP headsets because this work from home movement is now moving into soft phones, work from home equipment, computers as soft phones. So really what we've been focused on is the best of breed from a voice over IP hardware and software solution. So many of the manufacturers that we work with offer all types of different voice over IP solutions, whether it's desk phones, IP paging equipment, headsets, you know, and really we are focused on adding products that are going to help not only in office business solutions, but also home business users as well. And what we're starting to also see is, you know, a shift from those traditional on-premise PBXs that may be analog and digital to either IP PBXs or hosted solutions that offer SIP extensions, where it doesn't matter if you're in the office or at home, your extension is your extension. And you could be on a beach, You could be at home or you could be in the office, and it doesn't matter what equipment you're using. Your extension is your extension. So it extends your office all the way to your mobile device or your home office.
You know, John, as I'm listening to you, I'm hearing a lot of opportunity there for the channel to think about as they maybe creatively reach out to their customers. You know, you've been talking about best of breed, and we've been hearing a lot here at TR about this term professionalization, meaning, you know, the initial part of the pandemic, everyone just sort of raced home. And now what we're hearing a lot of is kind of trying to equip people that are working out of their home with better gear.
Yeah, you know, one day everybody was in the office, the next day everybody was work from home and scrambling. You know, it was, hey, pick up the phone that's on your office desk and take it home.
Right.
Well, there was no consideration of what the internet looked like or what the cabling at home looked like or what the security looked like. It was grab your phone, take it home, and continue working. Now, I think, you know, as the dust settles, partners are asking those questions. You know, they're asking the questions of, okay, Mr. End User, what are you doing at home? What's your work from home plan? Is it, you know, have a second phone? Is it a headset? Is it a workstation? You know, that we're getting to a point where, you know, as 888 VoIP sales professionals, we're also asking those probing questions of, you know, what's a great solution that you can offer? Or here's a menu of questions that you should ask and find out what your end user is looking for. Because a lot of times, you know, as you ask those probing questions, you start getting deeper and deeper down a solution. And you can really figure out what the requirements are for those opportunities that you're working.
You know, and it sounds that I'm glad you brought that up, that this is one of the ways you're enabling your partners to get better sales, basically. That, you know, it's, as long as I've been doing this for over 25 years, I've always heard the complaint that too many channel partners, you know, I hate to use this term, take an order, but then they leave a lot of stuff on the table, basically.
Yes, correct. And that's one of the things that we're trying to focus on is, you know, whenever our partners are asking about different devices and whatnot, we want to offer different solutions. And it could be vertical based, or it could just be, you know, what is the requirement? Do you need a Bluetooth device? Do you need a Wi-Fi device? You know, we really want to dig deeper and be an extension for our channel partners and help them, guide them through these different solutions. So, you know, that's exactly right. You know, we want to be extensions and subject matter experts and help support our partners through any of the opportunities that we're working on. You know, there could be opportunities that, you know, instead of just a phone, maybe a headset is a better option, just because the work from home location doesn't have wired internet or whatnot. So there are all kinds of different things that could potentially be issues, you know, and what we try and do is prevent those issues. We try and think of everything that could pop up on those opportunities and mitigate any of those potential issues that could arise.
You know, I'm so glad you brought up the issue of headsets and endpoints and so on. I think that may be a big transition for a lot of our channel partner people. They're kind of used to selling endpoints. They've always done that, and that's always been a good business for them. Headsets, you know, a lot of folks are legendary for just allowing that to go to some mass distributor or something.
Yeah, correct. You know, one of the things with headsets is, you know, it's always one of those things that is either, you know, an add-on after the fact, once you realize that you need it, or, It's never really top of mind until, you know, after the sale. That's one of the things that we've been focused on, is adding a headset to, you know, every device, or talking about them on every opportunity, in order to make sure that, you know, we're meeting every requirement that customer could potentially have. You know, headsets are one of those things where it can be very detailed, and it can be very personal to that customer as well. You know, some folks don't like having an over-the-head headset. Some people don't like dual headsets. So asking those proper questions up front, where you can get all of that information and provide the best possible solution up front, is imperative.
You know, and thinking about that, because this is sort of a mentality shift, you know, that headset is becoming now more the central piece of equipment. You know, that old model, it was really old even before the pandemic came, of running out there and putting a key system in and the phones and all that. I mean, now the headset might be the conduit towards the cloud-based services, but you still, you know, it's very interesting. I think one of our stresses here in this podcast is, even if you're moving to the cloud, you still need stuff.
Yeah, correct. That is one of the things that, you know, although you are moving to the cloud, there are still devices that are required, you know, whether it's an SBC, whether it's a desk phone, whether it's a headset, whether it's disaster recovery and an LTE failover router. You know, those are all things that are necessary, you know, to keep that connection alive and keep the communication going. So with that, we, from an 888 VoIP perspective, we try and discuss all of those things with our partners. You know, one of the things that makes us, you know, very unique as well, is we do focus on some of the training programs. We do a lot of webinars, and we try and train our partners up front to be able to ask some of these questions and learn about some of these new technologies that are coming out as well, so that our partners are very focused and trained up on the latest, greatest technologies.
You know, we've been talking about your company's warehousing, and that brings up a whole window to that other part of the country, half of the employees, half of everybody who work in industries like warehousing, government, aviation, mining, manufacturing, all sorts of things that are really, really important, have to be done on site. And I was thinking about, you mentioned in passing some products like, you know, devices that go into a warehouse, devices that go into a major plant, or these types of operations. They need to still be on everyone's radar, I think.
Yeah, 100%. You know, as everyone starts shifting into cloud services or hosted services, there's still always going to be that need for on-premise equipment of some sort. You know, you mentioned medical facilities, government facilities, emergency management, warehousing, manufacturing. There's always going to be that requirement for having some sort of on-premise equipment. You know, what's nice about the products that we offer and the solutions that we offer is we do have those different options for any of our partners. So, you know, whether it's a hosted solution, whether it's on-premise, whether it's warehouse, whether it's hospital, we have different solutions for our customers. You know, most importantly, the fact that these devices can be utilized and located, whether it's in a hosted environment or an on-premise environment, is critical to our partner's success. You know, that the IP paging endpoints today with secure access control, those are critical for medical facilities, you know, especially in the pandemic era that we're living in today. A lot of these facilities need to secure their access control. So they want to see who is entering any building, and they want to control that access. So we have devices that can control that. You know, we have video door phones that can be put on premise that can be utilized off an IP PBX or in a hosted solution. We have outdoor horns similar where it could be on a hosted platform or an on-premise PBX. But those are different. Those are conversations that we're having every day in order to help support our partners and their end users.
You know, increasingly with 5G and wireless digital revolution and so on, you know, a lot of our partners, a lot of our MSPs are looking to, are increasingly selling security related products, you know, whereas they used to basically sell phone systems and so on. And I'm wondering if, you know, you have in place a way to sort of help train your customers, your partners, to not necessarily move away from the traditional stuff they still sell, but to have better eyes, to sort of be able to kind of eyeball an opportunity when they talk to somebody.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a great point, because traditionally the phone system vendors and the managed service providers or networking company were always separate, and the worlds are now colliding. So, you know, everything is basically IP. So the phone system vendors are now capable of offering everything from start to finish. And one of the things that we have done is we focus on supporting our partners from a technology perspective and a training perspective. We want our customers to have top of mind of any of the solutions that they can offer. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've tried to do is help train our partners, you know, to look at these different types of qualities when they go to a customer location. You know, if they're driving up to a parking lot and they see in the parking lot that there's some older technology, you know, it hopefully they're going to be able to recognize that and ask the question, you know, what are you doing for protection for your campus or your customers that are in your parking lot? You know, are you looking at and evaluating any new technologies for, you know, secure access for your parking lot, whether it's license plate readers to recognize if a car is there and it shouldn't be, or facial recognition where, you know, is someone on a campus or in an environment that they're not supposed to be. So these are types of solutions that, you know, we have in our portfolio and that we're talking about with our partners every day.
And I understand you even have programs to help train people to get better results.
Yeah, you know, in conjunction with our manufacturer partners, we design training programs to be kind of tailored and customized for the partner that we're working with. So, you know, the idea is to help train their sales folks as well, because you know, when their sales teams are out talking about these solutions, we want to make sure that they have all of the solutions at their fingertips as well.
Well, John, I really want to thank you for this podcast today. This has been really great updating our readers about 888 VoIP company. You guys have been making a long-term commitment to always sell products from the ground up. You guys were built as a company that always sold products that are sort of, I hate to use the term evergreen, but I think it's still not a bad term, that, you know, you make that investment and it's going to be good into the future, whichever way you're going. And it sounds like that's always been true for you guys. And now you're doing a lot of new things. Where can we learn more about what's happening?
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, I want to thank you for your time and really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. To learn more about 888 VoIP and our value-added distribution hardware products and services, you can find us at www.888voip.com. And you can always reach out to our sales team at team, TEAM at 888VOIP.com to learn more. We do also have a partner portal that has been completely revamped from the ground up, and there is access to that through our reseller and our Channel Advantage program. So if you're not a partner today, reach out to our team and get set up, and you'll have access to all of the pricing inventory and products that we have in our partner portal. Once again, Doug, really appreciate the time, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, I'll look forward to meeting up with you later in the year, getting an update on what's happening. But for now, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you again.